It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here in the trenches with you since 2009. And we are here to empower your life, to ensure your success, and to help you learn the law of attraction. You know, people get started in something in life. It can be a business. It can be a relationship. It can be a new direction for the family. They get started and then they give up. Let's take a look at, because I think this is important. We never want to focus on negative, but we want to understand reasons why someone might give up on their marriage, give up on their business, give up on their dreams, give up on their goals. Why would somebody do that? You know, I'm so proud of some of my clients because the one thing that I do teach them is that persistence is power. And when I see clients that are willing to stick with it, willing to fight it out, willing to do what's necessary to succeed in whatever their goal is, whatever their dream is, whatever their vision is, because we work with people in every area of life. When I see that, it just motivates me. It excites me because they'll say to me, Robert, look, I may have had a failure or two or three. I may still be failing. That's why I hired you. But I'm not going to lose. No matter what, I don't care what the evidence says, I am not going to lose. Look, you cannot defeat someone that has that kind of an attitude. I remember in high school, you know, kids get out in fights after school. We had a place out in the woods where two guys would go fight. And, you know, we would all gather around in a circle and watch him. And that was at a time when people used to fight with their fists. They didn't necessarily pull out guns and knives or weapons or anything like that. It was just a clean fist fight. As clean as a fist fight can be, I suppose. But when you're 16, 17, 18, that's what it is. Anyway, there was a guy named Phil Molnus. Never forget Phil. And he got into a fight. And he lost, but he refused to stay down. He refused to give up. And when the fight was over, everybody gathered around Phil. They didn't gather around the guy that won. They gathered around Phil Molnus. Everybody. His respect level went up. He became one of the most popular kids in high school. Because they saw a tenacity in him that they wanted in themselves. He was amazing. And I've seen that in athletics. I've seen it in business. You know, I've seen people say, look, I don't care what my ex is doing right now. She's coming home to me. I'm leaving that light on every single night so that she knows she's welcome. And sometimes people will sit for 2 or 3 years before that person knocks on the door and says, hi, I saw the light was on. It's amazing the kind of stuff that happens when people have strong goals. So the number one reason why people give up on their dreams, their goals, their destination, is they have weak vision. They have weak goals. If you can't see your goal, if you can't feel your goal, if you can't taste it, smell it, live it in your imagination, then it's a weak goal. You need to make your goal or intention so strong, so powerful in your mind that nothing can rip you away from it, that it becomes the consuming and dominating thought in your mind morning, afternoon, and evening. When your goal becomes that, nothing or nobody will talk you into giving up. So reason number one, people give up: weak goals, weak dreams, undefined intentions. You know, they're not really sending out a flare into the universe. They're kind of sending out something. They're testing the waters. But they're not throwing themselves on the fire. They're not becoming what they could be. Number two, they get all excited. They get all fired up, and then they expect overnight results. Overnight results. It just doesn't happen overnight. Not for everybody. It happens now and then. We call it a Damascus experience. People go through a massive change quickly and sometimes painfully, but they go through this alchemy almost overnight, and then everything they want just seems to flow to them. But for most of us, it takes weeks, months of, you know, pounding on the hammer to get things just right. And then everything begins to flow. Then everything opens up. You know, if you expect overnight results, that's good. But don't give up if you don't get it. Expect it overnight the next night. And the next night, and the next night, and the next night. Okay, we've got 15 total reasons why people give up too easily. But I am looking for help. I'm serious now. I am looking for someone, somebody that wants to get involved and learn miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. This isn't traditional life coaching. You're going to learn ancient mystical tradition stuff that is empowering. You're going to learn the Kabbalah, for example. You're going to learn Hermetics. You're going to learn some of the ancient laws and magical operations that they did, so you can understand the formula as to how the law of attraction really works. And then you're going to learn some business savvy. You're going to learn NLP. We have an advanced form of NLP called neurolinguistic alchemy. You're going to learn hypnosis, miracle hypnosis. And then you're going to be working with me, working with clients, and I'll be working with you, working with your clients. It's exciting because you're going to be helping people in your community and all over the world. It's absolutely exciting. I want to help you get started on this. But you have to get involved. You have to take action. You have to write me. So write me. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me who you are. Tell me why you want to do this. Give me a phone number. Tell me how serious you are. Do you want to do it part-time, full-time? By the way, the Miracle Mentoring Program is 25 modules, 25 audio modules that are about an hour each. Plus there will be, toward the end, we do some live seminars and classes, plus one-on-one training with your clients. So it all works out. You come out really polished in knowing exactly how to help people, how to help yourself too, but how to help others manifest some incredible miracles in their life. It just feels good when somebody calls you up and says, yeah, it happened. It happened. It does happen. We'll be right back after this.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this six-month intensive to become a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
Well, the next reason people give up too soon on their dreams, their goals, their destination, is they just stop believing in themselves for whatever reason. Maybe they're listening to the past. They're listening to counter intentions in their brain. They're listening to their parents. They're listening to their siblings. I don't know. It can be a lot of different sources. But for whatever reason, they just wake up one day and say, I don't believe in myself. I don't believe I can do this. I don't believe I have the power. And let me tell you, when you stop believing in yourself, you've already lost. I don't care what else you do, you've already lost. So belief in yourself is paramount. It's absolutely critical. I mean, you need to believe that you are special, that you are unique, that you have the ability to manifest the life you want. You know, the older you get, the easier it gets to live in the past. But the past is not where it's happening at. Now is where it's happening. Tomorrow is where it's happening. That's where the action is taking place. The past is great, and we hope you pull from the past. But you can't live there. And oftentimes, people say, you know, living in the past is just so much easier for me. As long as I've got food in my belly and clothing on and a warm place to live, I'd rather just live in the past. Hey, you know, I'm attracted to areas of the past, not particularly my own time space, but going back to the 1920s. But that's different because I never lived in the 1920s. So I'm interested in it as an era. And that's fine. But your own personal past where you're hanging on to old emotions and old ideas and old beliefs that, you know, just frankly, are not part of our reality anymore. It's maybe too bad. Maybe you can bring it back, but you got to get present to do that. Dwell on mistakes. Look it, we're all going to make mistakes. You know, that's why there was a mistake. Okay. Now, normally Rachel would cut that out, but I left it in there for you so you can hear what a mistake sounds like. I make them every day. You don't hear what I don't say, because she cuts it out in editing. So you can go through and edit your mistakes. You know, you can change your behavior. You can change your perspective. You're going to make mistakes. It's okay. Make them. Okay? Somebody said the easiest way to success is to fail your way to success. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but mistakes are just part of it. They're not really mistakes, actually. They're called feedback. It's just information that you can use to correct your course. You're constantly correcting. No problem. Fear of the future. Oh, boy, that's like, remember we were talking about living in the past. Well, fear of the future. What is tomorrow going to bring? And we get into this hysteria about the future. Do you know only 8% of our fears, our deepest fears, ever manifest? So why waste your time on fearing the future when you can focus your time on getting excited about the future? because you have a compelling future. You just have to believe that and want it and create it. Well, other people resist change, and you might be one of those, and that's one of the reasons why people give up. They just resist change. Just, hey, this is the way it works. This is the way we've done it. And they keep making the buggy whips, but people are now driving cars. You have to be flexible. The person with the greatest flexibility is usually the one who will win, who will achieve their goals, their dreams. Flexibility is absolutely crucial in life. So if you don't have flexibility, may I suggest developing flexibility? You can do that through a lot of different methods. Physically, you can do it through yoga, but you can also do it through meditation, through creative visualization. So there's a lot of ways to begin developing this flexibility. Giving up power. Look, it's easy to give up power, because if you give up power, you don't have to worry. You don't have to think about all the things you have to do. Somebody else will do it for you. You've given up your power. Oh, I don't think about that. The president thinks about that. I don't think about that. I just let that up to the fireman, you know? I don't think about that. That's the doctor's job. Stop giving up your power. You're in charge of your own body. You're in charge of your own destiny. You're in charge of your own freedom. You're in charge of your own life. Okay? Understand that there is a position for power, but never give it up. Well, this one is tough to define, but it's believing in your own weaknesses. You get focused on your own weakness, and that's where your thought forms go. Remember that whatever you think about and emotionalize and take action on, that is what you will attract in your life. So if you're thinking about your own weaknesses and you're believing in your weaknesses, you're giving power to an aspect of you that may not even exist. You're creating it. So don't create your own weakness. You're strong. You're resilient. You're flexible. Okay? Just keep it that way. You know, there are those people who believe that the world owes them something. And that's another reason why people give up. They believe the world owes them something. So, you know, they kind of wait for the payoffs. And if the payoffs don't come the way they think they should, they give up. We see that more and more with, you know, some of the government programs that exist. People get overly focused on somebody or something owing them something, when in fact, we're all here on this planet together, but we're all here individually. We all have an appointed time when we're here and when we're going to leave, and it's our responsibility. It doesn't belong to anybody else. So one of the affirmations I like is, I am responsible. This is my destiny. I am responsible. This is my path. You know, take responsibility. It's important. Another reason why people give up is they just fear failure. You know, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on failure. But if you think about failure too much, you'll start attracting it. So if you fear failure, you're already emotionalizing it. If you're in that category, you may need some serious miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Give me a call. I'll give you 30 minutes free, show you what we can do, how quickly we can start to change those fears around. You know, people stop visualizing. They stop dreaming. They stop seeing a better future. And when they do that, they give up. You've got to keep that picture in front of you, no matter how tough it gets, no matter how hard it gets. You have to keep that picture in your mind of the life you want, of the direction you are going. That's the magnet that pulls you forward. Got to have it. And when you stop, you're likely to give up. People get worried about what they could lose, especially as you get older. They start worrying about, well, I could lose my home. I could lose my car. I could lose this. I could lose that. But think about what you're losing if you don't follow your dreams. Think about what you're losing if you don't go after them. You're losing it all. You're losing everything. And procrastination. I just think that if you are not an action person, then it's very, very difficult to succeed. And people that procrastinate, they just keep putting off doing what they want to do. They've already given up because procrastination becomes their way of doing it. And it's kind of a cheat your mind way because they will say, oh, no, Robert. No, you misunderstand me, Robert. I haven't given up at all. I'm just waiting for the right time. You know? They're procrastinating. They've given up. But they don't want to admit it. So they just say, I'm putting it off until the right time, or I'm waiting for this to happen, or I'm waiting for that to happen. You know, you can wait for the cows to come home. Right? And number 15, there are more, but we'll stop at 15, is feeling sorry for yourself. You know, some people go through some really tough stuff in life, and I understand it. But the truth of the matter is you're here, you need to be strong, you need to be resilient, you don't have time to feel sorry for yourself. The only thing that you have time for is to build an incredible future and attract miracles into your life. Hey, speaking of time, we are out of time. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. We're here daily, Monday through Friday, and please, please share us on Facebook or Twitter. We absolutely appreciate it. And we love your letters. Thank you for writing us all the time. Hey, we'll see you soon. Pay it forward. Help somebody out today. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.